My name is Adam Eason. My name is wonderful, beneficial changes in your life. Logical, rational, and analytical logic become rational, unconscious self. Utilize with hypnosis. You get a different feeling about your unconscious. Your unconscious. My name is Adam Eason.
Welcome to this unique Adam Eason experience. Relax, open your mind, and enjoy.
This is your program for self-hypnosis. Please ensure that you are in a comfortable position so that you can relax and be most comfortable with your arms, hands, and legs uncrossed, and if your feet are on the floor, ensuring that they are flat. If at any stage you wish to emerge from hypnosis before this session comes to an end, all you need to do is count from 1 to 5 and open your eyes. You can count either out loud or to yourself. Each time on 5, you are completely emerged from hypnosis. So right now, take a nice, slow, deep breath in. That's it. And gently hold knowing that for a throughout this session, and then when completely protected from random thoughts, really sounds, and images having any hypnotic effect,
and as you exhale, just allow random thoughts,
sounds, images
to
may come and go.
Well, this is quite natural,
and serves to enhance
and just become
your
aware
experience
of your breath
and the access to
and when I say become aware of your breath,
mind.
What I mean is aware of the parts of your body that move as you breathe, aware of the temperature
of the
air you are breathing, to discover that you don't even need to listen to me, because what your conscious mind does,
allowing
is
your
not
breath
at all
to
important.
Be natural,
maybe
so that
your
you aren't
conscious mind just wants
with
to
it in any
drift
way,
away,
almost as if you were watching
you
yourself
be.
Breathing.
Like watching a baby in your
you
arms
might
breathing,
even find that
or
your
a
mind
bird in a
wanders
tree
from
time to time,
or just observing
that's
a
okay.
well-maintained
and wherever
machine
it wanders,
of some sort,
my voice
just will go
ticking
with.
Over,
will travel,
and
along
as you
with.
Breathe, maybe you can imagine your breath going deeper and deeper down.
As we
when
continue,
I say a deeper breath,
I'd like
I don't necessarily
your
mean a bigger breath. Or a
large which I know
breath.
Is aware of
I
everything
that
takes
place
that
around you
deeper
to accept
a breath
the suggestions that are
more and
right
more.
For you.
So that maybe
and
you use
them
in
ways
to imagine
your
breath
your
reaching the tips of your fingers
and your toes.
And as you find the level of breathing that is right for you now, maybe it's the same level of breathing that you've chosen before when you've allowed yourself to relax, then I'd like you to allow yourself to concentrate on your right hand right now, so still and comfortable in that position right there. Become aware of whether it feels heavy or light or somewhere in between, whether it feels warm or cool or somewhere in between, whether it feels perfectly still, or if there is the tiniest of movements in your right hand. Just experiencing that right hand right now. And of course, we've left out your left hand. Become aware of how your left hand feels right now. If it feels heavier or lighter, warmer or cooler, or identical. As the hands of time have ticked past, all that is left for you to notice right now is your breathing. How it has become steadier, maybe slower. And you didn't think about doing that consciously. It happened all on its own, unconsciously. And I wonder what else is happening unconsciously right now that you aren't consciously thinking about doing. Perhaps you're noticing the difference in the frequency with which you've been swallowing. Maybe noticing a gentle fluttering in your eyelids or the tiniest of jerky movements in and around your head and neck areas. all things that are happening unconsciously,
that's
without
it.
Your conscious
and
mind
like
having
to
think about doing
your
it.
Unconscious.
And you might like to think about that right now.
Your conscious mind to become aware of the sounds that you notice around you, so that with each new sound,
good.
Or with any sound that you've already
after
heard,
I say the word
you just
now,
release
just
a bit
take
more
a
of that
relax
to allow yourself to begin to use
somewhere
your imagination
side,
which you use many times each day, every day, and just imagine that out there somewhere is a beautiful ball of bright white light, perhaps beyond time and beyond space. You may see it, imagine it, sense it, or just know it is there. Some people notice the light as large and bright, while others are aware of the light as smaller with a subtle glow. Whichever way you choose to be aware of the light now is the way that's right for you. And then, in a moment, when I say the word now, just take a moment to begin to imagine that light drawing closer, gently closer, until it begins to focus itself on the tips of your toes now. That's it, on the tips of your toes. And notice what you notice. Now, some people notice a momentary tingling sensation.
In
other
moment,
people notice
when I say the word now,
or a heaviness,
allow yourself
a
coolness
to begin, or a lightness,
silence,
or you
to
may
yourself
notice the sensation
from 100 to 1
note,
while being sure to notice the
sound whichever
around
you notice now, or in a moment, is the way that's right for you. And then when you are ready, allow the
100.
And make its way into your feet,
98,
your lower leg,
97,
your knees, your
96,
upper legs,
the base
back,
of your spine,
the muscles of your back
your
and upper body,
pace, shoulders,
I don't know
just
if
each number you count
takes you deeper
all
into
the way down your arms, into your
or
hands,
if you just
all the way
to
the very
tips
of your fingers
and
further.
Notice that sensation in the tips of your fingers and thumbs. Then up your neck, over your scalp, and into the backs of your eyes. That's it. So that in a moment, when I say the word now, let yourself imagine a special or favorite place. It may be somewhere you've been to in real life, read about, dreamt about, or just imagined. And take a moment to notice
whichever place
what
you
choose
notice
now.
See
is
the
what
place
you
that's
see
right for you.
Or sense
it.
Hear the sounds you hear now. Notice the temperature and how good you feel.
Maybe
and just
you can
take
even
a moment
imagine
to feel
really
good about
yourself,
yourself
from
inside
now,
using these special hypnosis skills to be aware of doing whatever you need to do safely
and
appropriately. If
that's
it, aware of yourself doing
or imagine
this really
some
well,
change
being
in
able
to
remain
around
in a focused attitude,
perhaps becoming more
focused on being in control,
more transparent,
you can change sensations
spinning
when you
all
want
around
to,
you,
in
change
all
the
directions
about
those sensations,
around
while
you
all
seems
the while
to be
just
radiating
very,
a
very
calmness,
focused. That you
can, even direct your attention
to where you want it to be,
of your
senses, put it in two places or more at the same time,
so that
as you
all
focus
around
your attention
and all
it changes the way you feel
softly.
Maybe you just experience
into
the every fiber of your
being,
focused. And soon you get the feeling that that is all there is, nothing else exists for you. Accept that calmness, and you feel a deeper receptiveness to change happening deep down. And then notice again your special place. What do you see, hear, and feel? What is it about your special place that lets
what
would
it
you
be
know
like?
It is
you
your special
self
absorbed in the deepest level of hypnosis naturally.
I'm not suggesting that you can do that. I just wonder what it would be. Notice again that relaxing feeling in your toes, your feet, your legs, your upper body, shoulders, arms.
You don't have to be a
your head. Drift to the deepest level of hypnosis. Naturally.
Right away.
Notice the sounds
it's
around now while continuing to count backwards
and is
or carrying on from where you left off. This is your experience. You own and create these.
And focusing again on your toes.
Excellent. Notice how nice it can be to relax, to be still.
I don't know if you'll be listening still in your eyes.
I don't know if you are noticing other sounds. I don't know how far you've counted or if you bother to continue.
And
I don't know how aware of your body you are now. But
as soon as you discover the
ease with which you can alter your
listening to everything that you
need to hear, you'll feel more and more wonderful
about
allowing yourself to do that now.
I don't
know if you'll go deeper into this experience when you inhale
or when you exhale
to the place that it needs to go to make
changes that it needs to make
so that this works powerfully for you in the
how much more relaxed you are
helpful and
when
you
were.
That's right. The exact
and the more you notice how relaxed you are,
healthier way drift. Relaxing to the point where you don't even have to think about it anymore. And so, in the next 60 seconds, your unconscious mind gives you a gift. Now, I don't know what that gift is going to be for you. You know, the nicest gifts are those that take a while to unwrap, those that are anticipated the most. Your unconscious mind gives you a gift when I click my fingers. Now, I don't know what's going to happen to you when I click my fingers. I don't know if you'll drift to the deepest level of hypnosis that is available to you, or if you'll just relax to the most powerful and profound level of relaxation. Your unconscious mind chooses whatever is right for you, whatever creates the most optimum internal environment for change. Notice how you are already thinking differently, how you're already anticipating just what might happen when I click my fingers. So getting ready to experience whatever is the right experience for you right now in 3, 2, 1. That's it, deeper. And deeper. Way down. Good. And you might enjoy that feeling of drifting so deeply into whatever it is that you experience that it seems to you that you are just all mind without a body, a mind. Just floating in time and space, able to move whenever and wherever it wants to move. And on an even deeper level, experience a sense of your own being, who you are, what you are capable of, becoming more aware of your own inner resources, and now you can anticipate joy of discovering those resources and what you can do to make use of them to help yourself. So you can continue to enjoy whatever it is that you are experiencing while I speak to your unconscious mind about a matter of importance, important to you. Thank you. This is your program for self-hypnosis. There are three accessing cues that only you can use to activate your self-hypnosis program. The three cues are that, firstly, you have the intention to enter self-hypnosis. Secondly, that you be in a safe place so that you can relax as you are now. And that thirdly, you count from 1 toward 10, entering hypnosis only between 6 and 10, on a number that you chose beforehand. The instant you enter hypnosis, you are deeper than you are now, each time deeper than the time before. The very instant you enter hypnosis, you are in full control. And being in full control means that you respond hypnotically only to your intended instructions. Being in full control means that you are protected from random thought having any hypnotic influence. Full control means that you are protected from random image having any hypnotic influence. Full control means that you are protected from random sound having any hypnotic influence. Only your intended instructions are given any hypnotic authority. While in hypnosis, you can give yourself any suggestions in any way that pleases you. You can think them, whisper them, speak them aloud, record them, or use any other way that pleases you. When you have finished with hypnosis and are ready to exit, all that you need to do is count to 5. You can count aloud or count in your mind. Either way, on 5, each time on 5, you are out of hypnosis, fully out of hypnosis. This program is your control of your hypnosis. Only you can activate it, and every time you use this program, you automatically strengthen it. Every time you choose to enter hypnosis, you strengthen it. So I now ask your unconscious mind to take this program and lock it away in the very deepest area of your mind, safe and secure, where nothing and no one can alter or change it. And so in a moment, when this hypnotic session is at an end, I shall be counting you up and out of hypnosis as I count from 1 to 5. But before I count, I'm going to tell you what happens on each of those numbers. So that when in a moment I count 1, you have full control, flexibility, and coordination throughout your entire body, from the tips of your toes to the top of your head, from your fingertips and thumb tips to your shoulders. This is your entire body. Any feelings, in fact all feelings of lightness and or heaviness, return to their true sense of perspective for you. When in a moment I count 2, you position yourself back in the place where you entered into hypnosis, remembering and recalling what was to your left and right, above and below you, remembering and recalling some features of the place. When in a moment I count 3, all sounds return to their true perspective and have their correct levels of importance to you. The sound of my voice and the sound of the music are once again simply the sound of my voice and the sound of the music, having no hypnotic authority or influence to you and for you. When in a moment I count 4, you're keeping and bringing with you all the wonderful benefits of this hypnotic session, incorporating them and integrating them into your life. And when in a moment I count 5, you open your eyes to be fully emerged and out of hypnosis. So getting ready now to really notice the difference. Getting ready in 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Eyes open, fully emerged on 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And welcome back.